Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Good, man. I'm going to talk because Seth forgot he was on mute. Happy, happy November. Hey, American Thanksgiving's got to be coming up soon, right?
Next week.
There you go. All right. Turkey time. Turkey.
When's your guys? Oh, you already had it.
Yeah, we like to space it out. You know, so
you have Boxing Day. You have Boxing Day coming up, don't you?
No, wait.
That's not until after Christmas.
Yeah, I can't remember what's wrong.
You guys did already have it.
Yeah.
NHL's back though.
NHL's
good
back.
To watch hockey. It's good to watch hockey up there.
It's nice to watch hockey.
All right. So today we are talking about the Joya de Nicaragua Cuatro Cinco Edición Americana TAA exclusive. Cigar is a Bellicoso 6" by 54. Comes out of the Joya de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Nicaraguan Criollo. Binder is from the Dominican Republic, and the filter is from Nicaragua. Price point is $13, and the cigar was released in August of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
I, you know how we've been shitty on these TAA releases, and most of them are not good.
Yep.
But when I saw Joya's version of Cuatro Cinco TA, I was like, oh, this is a shoo-in. But within the single sample that I smoked, I didn't really like it. It wasn't bad by any means. I don't think Joya necessarily makes any bad cigars, but it was not the same Cuatro Cincos that I'm used to from Joya. So I thought it was not very complex. Pretty linear, red pepper, cedar. There was like not much to it other than that. I don't know. I really, this should have been a shoo-in. So I think maybe my palate was off that day or whatever it is. But I was actually really disappointed that this wasn't good, as it should be good.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, kids, this is a classic case of why you should not smoke crack. So, June, listen, this was a really good cigar, full in body and strength, tobacco, pepper, spices, meat, leather, salted wood, coffee. It was really filling, but it wasn't overly rich. It was just kind of balanced, but like super strong and pronounced flavors that really, I don't know, it was an evening cigar for me. I really liked it. John?
Curiously, I'm going to land somewhere in the middle. I was a huge fan of the original Cuatro Cinco, which I can remember distinctly because I still have a box. That was, to me, a pretty evolutionary cigar that Joya put out. The process behind it is super cool. So like June, when I saw the TAA, I'm like, maybe we finally get a good TAA offering. And I do think it's a good TAA offering, but there's an asterisk there, which I'll get into. So definitely this is, you know, along the fuller body, fuller strength category for Joya, which, you know, Joya does have a few of those offerings for sure. So, you know, the first third, I got a lot of sweet bread, wood, creaminess, powdered cocoa, and then a blast of baking spice that kind of came in and then let down, which was nice. Little bit of tannic wood, a little bit of syrupy sweetness. So, you know, definitely evocative of the original one, but I would say a step down for sure in complexity. And then the second, third, sort of a creamy chocolate wood, you know, again, really sort of that desserty, full body, desserty character, which I really enjoyed. Tannins and wood came back. Syrupy sweetness came back. Last third, still pleasant, but not quite as complex as the first two thirds. So chocolate started out, and then it just kind of became wood and earth, dark earth as it progressed. Constriction was nearly perfect. I had to do a touch up, which is a bit of a drag, but draw was right on the money. Yeah, and I'll get into kind of my analysis of this versus the original in the after review. Aaron, walk us through your experience.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with dark wood, baking spice, light mustiness, some earth and creaminess joined in the second third, and then the cigar fell off a bit in the final third, as the flavor profile just kind of lost a little bit of steam. I thought the cigar was pretty good. Nice balance of flavor and strength. This is what I would expect from a TAA release, especially with it coming from an established line. you know, price point works, I think, for the experience. And I'd really have no problem coming back to this one. I did have something that was un-Hoya-like, and that was a bad burn. Cigar went out once on me, and I had to do kind of a fairly big touch-up at one point as well. So that kind of docks some points out of it. Otherwise, I'd kind of be you know, a little bit higher in the score. But yeah, I thought the flavor was good. All right, so let's get into the scores. I'm going to start at the top with Seth at 7.17. John gave it a 6.72. I gave it a 6.37. And June gave it a 5.90. So, Seth, how'd that 7.17 match up for you?
Listen, I really liked the cigar. I thought it was a really good blend. It's not something I'd come back to like every day, and it'd be more of an evening cigar. But I really, really liked it. The only thing I didn't like about it was the Vitola. But I liked the price point. And actually, I even wrote this when I was like, man, I bet John liked this cigar. And I was like, yeah, I could see myself smoking this with John. So glad to see he's right up there.
All right, John, 6.72.
You know, it's funny because I am normally a huge fan of Bellicoso's, which, you know, it's a really cool presentation. But I just don't think this blend shines in the Bellicoso format. The original format, which I think was like a Toro Extra or like a Toro Churchill hybrid. It just, you know, I'm assuming the blend is the same. But I think that just was, you know, in the mid to high sevens for me rather than the high sixes. Now, here I am whinging about a 6.72. That meshes up really well. I did have to do a touch up, so that docked it slightly. But this is a high sixes. This, you know, when we get in the high sixes, despite it being a TA offering, you absolutely should be buying this cigar. This is a good looking cigar. It's very, very tasty, very consistent. It comes from Hoya. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah, my 6.37 matches up well. I mean, it's a good flavor profile. Just kind of fell off a little bit in the final third. Like I said, I had the burn issue, so I'd probably be mid sixes if it wasn't for the case.
That's
but,
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a pretty good setup for the TAA. You know, take an established good brand, give it a unique Vitola, and there's your TAA cigar. You don't have to get much fancier than that. I think that works out well. All right, June 5.9.
I got an off sample. Nothing wrong with the palette. Thank you. Next.
Rona.
All right. Final thoughts.
You know, some might cry foul because, you know, you're taking an existing cigar blend and slapping TAA band. I would say we need more of this in the TAA. If the TAA had more offerings like this, I would be crapping less in the TAA. You know, when you're paying a premium for a cigar, this is the experience that you deliver, and nothing less, in my opinion.
How many? But there's a lot of them. Like Padron does TAA, but those are still classic Padron blends.
Yep.
They're just a different Vitola. I guess Pete's TAA has basically been the same. Well, he's had a couple different ones, I guess.
Yeah. I did think the foot band was a little out of place.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I'm glad you said that. I
don't like the blue under the black.
I understand it for the name, you know, with Americana, where you want to kind of get some of those colors in there, but it just didn't fit the rest of the...
Didn't fit the packaging. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's...
I mean, it's... You know,
superficial.
Yeah,
superficial.
Who cares? Once the band's off, I did not care at that point.
The band comes off immediately before you start smoking it, so...
More, right, please.
If you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, as well as check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Cuatro Cinco!